Hello, welcome to the Big Scuba Show. Hello and welcome to the Big Scuba Podcast. I am your dive master and host for this roving report. My name is Ian and with me is...
Hello, my name is Gemma and we are taking you to the Go Diving Show.
Gemma's holding the camera, I'm in the driving seat and we are off to the Go Dive Show again. It's soon come around again.
Yes, it just, it's a year. Yeah, whizzes by.
Happens every year.
It does.
Gets bigger every year. Gosh. Gemma started. Anyway, so we're looking forward to the good weekend, catching up with lots of people and seeing hopefully new friends and new listeners.
And so familiar faces. Good. So, yeah, hopefully we'll have lots to report.
And diving tomorrow, which will be good.
Yeah, we're actually getting in the water.
Doing some side mount diving, which would be good, learning a new skill.
Yeah, well, yeah, bit of a try dive.
Insight into a new skill, so that'd be good. Hope if we see you there, we hopefully will catch up.
Yes, so we will set on our way.
Yeah, we've got about a 3-hour drive, so we better be off.
Yep, I will catch you soon.
Certainly will. Bye.
We have arrived at Stoneleigh Park, where the Go Diving Show is being held this year. We arrived quite early, so watched the comings and goings of exhibitors, and the public car park started filling up fast. The queue to get in was so long, which is really, really good to see so many divers and people interested in the underwater world visiting this show. So we got in, got our bearings, had a wander around, bumped into a few familiar faces, and then walked right round the corner and bumped straight into a previous guest, Miranda Krestovnikov. Okay, it's Gemma here. I'm with Miranda, and it's great to see you in the flesh.
Oh, absolutely. Really good to be here. Yeah.
So do you want to just introduce yourself and say who you are and what you do?
Okay, so I'm Miranda Krestovnikov. I'm obviously a diver. We're at the dive show. I'm a wildlife television and radio presenter, so I've worked on series like BBC Coast and The One Show, and I did Wreck Detectives for Channel 4 all those years ago. But I'm here at Dive Show with my two children. We're going to be talking about experiences as a family learning to dive.
That's amazing. So how old are your children?
So I can't believe it, but my kids are now 15 and 18. So I have one who's, you know, who can vote at the next general election, who can drive, who can buy me a drink at the bar. It's really scary. But luckily they're both divers, which is, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. So what's their kind of ability, and are they advanced or are
So we've all done a rescue diver together last year. So both the kids have done their basic junior paddy open water and then advanced. They both dive in the UK in dry suits. We're hardcore UK divers, none of this tropical water stuff. And my daughter Amelie is hoping to go and do dive master as part of a gap year.
Brilliant.
So that's really exciting as well. So it's one of those things that ever since I had kids, I sort of dreamed that might happen. But as a parent, you don't want to push it because, just because I dive, it doesn't mean they have to dive. But and they've both had very different experiences of learning to dive as well. One was very, very positive, and then my daughter learned quite young, and I think probably maybe a little bit too young, and didn't find it very easy and very comfortable. So it's not been a natural progression for her, but she's seen the light now, and she's back on board, and now we get to dive together, which is the best.
As a family
world.
Diving.
Oh my God, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
So they're talking at the diving show. What's their subject going to be? Is it about young divers?
Yeah. So I was asked to speak at the dive show, and I thought, well, actually, why? You know, I speak here most years, and I thought it's time to hand the baton over to the kids. Let's talk about their experiences learning to dive, because a lot of people here have probably maybe forgotten how it was. Yes. When you first jump in the water, and what are the challenges for teenagers learning to dive? Is 10 years old too young to dive? I think it definitely was for my daughter. Whereas for my son, it was like he took to it really naturally, and it was like the best thing. Diving in a quarry in 3 meters viz was the best thing he'd ever done. So strange child. So actually I'm getting them to talk about good and bad experiences and why it's great learning to dive as a family. But also we've done some diving trips with friends, and that's really fun, actually, to bring your best mate along. Ollie and I did an amazing free diving course in Porthcurris last year, and he brought a friend along, and that was just, it was like, oh, I don't have to do it with my mom, because I don't want it always to be like, oh, mum's taking us and I've got to do it because mum's doing it. So actually, how can we mix it up and make it fun. It's got to be fun. It's got to be a fun experience. Yeah. So hopefully, if they're not monosyllabic teenagers, they'll be waxing lyrical about their diving experiences and their aspirations for the future.
Yeah, and I think as divers, we see it's so important to try and encourage these youngsters, because the generation of divers is getting older and we need new ones.
I know.
Through.
Well, you sort of look around the room and you realise, yes, we are all getting a bit older and, you know, more wrinkles, losing our hair, and we really need to empower the next generation and give them a reason to want to dive, because there's so many other activities out there that they can do that are really accessible. You know, why diving? And, you know, and really getting into diving, not just doing it for like a week on your, you know,
holiday
or something like that. Yeah. But actually being a proper diver and being engaged with what's happening in the natural world and caring about the oceans and going, yeah. So this is what I'm trying to do with my kids, and hopefully they'll have some good stories. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can tell I'm really excited about it. It's the best thing as a diving mum.
Yeah, no, that's good. And yourself, are you still diving?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I can never stop.
Yeah.
And now it's more, the whole thing has opened up for me because I can dive with my family. Normally it was just diving for work and not really doing stuff with the kids. But now I'm thinking, right, where can we go as a family? What projects can we do? I've done some lovely projects with, again, with Ollie in the UK, diving with an organisation called NARC, who are based down in Pembrokeshire. I'm sure you've featured them as well.
Kennard.
So Dave Kennard,
yeah.
So we've done a couple of trips with him. We've got another one this summer as well. And just sort of, you know, Ollie getting excited about diving and retrieving a lobster pot, you know, it's like he's good, but it was so important and it was so engaging. It's like, yeah, actually this is really great. So they're not just going out and wanting to see sharks and pretty fish and coral reefs and stuff like that. They're diving with a purpose. They're doing something good. They're putting something back, or actually taking something out of the marine environment, and so that is really encouraging as well. So it's trying to engage them with lots of different projects, and then I can get involved as well. So doing it together.
Lots of variety as well. That makes it so much interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, watch this space. Yeah. Lots going on.
And have you got any projects coming up that you can talk about?
TV-wise, not at the moment, no. I've got a couple of radio projects that may or may not come off the ground, but most of the stuff I'm doing at the moment is engagement with the children and lots of projects in local schools and things like that. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's
always busy.
That's really good.
And good bag as well.
Good bag, I know. Oh, yeah, so I started working for Project Seagrass as an ambassador. Which is brilliant. And again, it's another thing I want to get the kids involved in, you know, seed collecting and planting and things like that. And that's it's also emphasising the really accessible stuff as well, you know, because a lot of the conservation projects are like, oh, they're a million miles away and, you know, you've got to fly on an aeroplane to get there and only a few people can do it and you have to be a real specialist. You know, actually stuff that's really local to us in the UK that you can really get engaged with and make a really massive difference.
Yeah. So looking after us in the backyard, that's what we say, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's really been brilliant.
Thank you
very much. And,
enjoy the dive show. Yeah, lovely to see you guys again. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Didn't you just love the enthusiasm of Miranda? That's really great, and great for young divers. So we continued on our tour of the Go Diving Show, and we then found ourselves at the Aqualung Apex stand, which was very impressive. It was a three-storey stand made, well, it looks like a shipping container, but great graphics on it as Apex are celebrating their 50th year. So there was a exhibition dedicated to the regulators and equipment that they've produced over the 50 years. So we were lucky enough to grab a few minutes with Nick Holmes, who is the country manager of the Aqualung Group that encompasses Apex. So here's our conversation with Nick.
Here I am with Nick Holmes on the Apex stand. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Nick Holmes.
Yes, hi. And welcome. So it's 50 years at Apex this year, so we're celebrating the anniversary of the brand's inception. We're proudly manufactured in the UK. We have a plant in Blackburn that makes all the regs for the brand. And we have been done. We've been located there since the start. And 2024, as I say, is the 50th anniversary. So we're celebrating that with a special edition version of the MTX RC, which customers can see here in the Go Diving Show. Actually, they can win one as well.
Is that a recreational regulator?
It's probably more designed for sort of the tech diver. Mm-hmm. It's cold water rated. It's a robust bit of kit, let's say. Often been used for cave diving and diving in super extreme conditions in the Arctic and places like that. So it's our top end regulator,
right,
and we're doing a special edition of.
So everything's manufactured in the UK.
Yeah, from a regulator point of view. Some of our other products, the brand over the years has expanded out from its sort of heritage of regulators into BCDs, into whether that's wetsuits and dry suits, into torches and reels. So we're covering all the categories now, but very much we're still known for our expertise in and quality of product in regs. And all of that's manufactured in our plant in Blackburn. Real environmental focus as well for us as a business now. We've had solar panels on the factory for 10 years now, so almost before it was trendy to have solar panels. And about 20% of our factory energy comes from solar. Being in Blackburn, obviously, that can be quite variable. We have a zero waste to landfill policy in the factory, and that even goes down to recovering the oil from the oily rags on the machines and reusing that, and the rags get reused. We don't particularly know. It's something that's within the DNA of the company, really. We see a big part of our mission to be guardians of the environment that we're working in, day in, day out, or that our customers are working in.
If you did, that would make a difference, because some brands do publicise.
Yeah, inherently the manufacture of regulators is still not, it's not an environmentally completely clean process. We're using a lot of minerals, metals, all that sort of thing. So we're trying to make that as environmentally sound as possible. And we launched a product last year called the OSHA Reg, which is using lead-free brass, which is the first time that's been used. We use recycled plastics in some of the plastic components within the product. So that's our kind of first attempt at trying to make the products that we do make as environmentally sound as possible.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
But like I say, it's very much part of our DNA. Is we see our role as being guardians of the ocean as well. Do we want to shout about it all the time? I guess people that know us will know that, and we're certainly not engaging in greenwashing, and that's a lot of companies can get accused of that these days. We do as much as we can, but we don't want to push it in people's faces, I guess.
So going forward to the next 10 years, have you got new products that you're bringing out?
We have. Could be careful what I say,
yes,
but there's an exciting new regulator being launched next year, actually 2025, which is in sort of prototype stage, has just had its CE certification passed in the last week or so. So we'll be presenting that to our retail partners in sort of June, July this year, and it'll be on the shelves from about February next year. So, yes, it has. I can't tell you, not at this stage, no.
Well, that's good for people to look out for,
yes.
Anyway. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it's very much kind of an evolution of things that we've done in the past, but very exciting product. Another one that looks great, but ultimately as a brand we're looking to design product that lasts. There's stories of our regs being found kind of at the bottom of the ocean, where they've been lost for sort of 3-4 years and being brought up and then serviced and working perfectly fine.
We're both fans of
right.
regs.
Yeah. So we make stuff that lasts. trusts, fundamentally.
So it's not just regulators, you do other...
We've over probably the period of the last 5 years or so, we've expanded the brand into other categories. Mm. So, and we're innovating in those as well. So we now do a product called the Exotech, which is a BCD product that has a flexible backplate. So there's a slight hinge on it, the backplate, two parts of the backplate rotate past each other, giving you a lot more flexibility in the water when you've got tanks on the back. So that's a completely unique technology to us than one that we've designed. We've developed a wetsuit using graphene on the inside. If you know about graphene, graphene's kind of a new super material, I suppose. It can be used in all sorts of things. We use it to be able to make the wetsuit lightweight but warm. So a 5mm wetsuit can now be as warm as a 7mm. So we've just launched that this year. Yeah. So on the wetsuits where we've used the graphene, it's called out really using the orange lining and using the Apex A logo, and the graphene is integrated into the material that provides the fleece lining, and that's what gives the conductivity and your extra warmth on a thinner material.
Yeah, and is that all over the wetsuit, like legs, arms, or is it just sort of
core? You can just about make out on this. This is a sleeveless hood piece, but you can see that it's in the hood and in the main body bit. So it's not quite the whole panel here, so it's not in this bit at the top where you still need a bit of flexibility, but it's in the kind of key heat areas. Mm. So primarily on a suit, it would be sort of from knee up through your core up to there, and then obviously hoods. We've got a range of gloves with it on as well. So again, you're not lumbered with a big, thick, bulky glove where you've not got the flexibility with your fingers.
Yeah.
We can provide a thinner glove that provides the same warmth
and give you the
flexibility to be more dexterous in the water.
Yeah, because there is a difference between 3 mil and 5 mil.
Unbelievably, for sure. We use it as a sort of a conductor of heat. So what it does is then spread the heat out around the garment and helps keep you warmer than just a normal neoprene suit. It's been used in other. It's an incredible material. It was actually developed in Manchester University.
Wow, that's good. Again, UK born and bred.
Yeah, and other brands that you can see it in. For example, there's a brand called Innovate, who are a kind of running and fitness brand, and they use it on.
Yes, I've heard of them. They do shoes.
So they use it on the sole of their trail running shoes because it's incredibly robust as well. It means their soles last longer than standard rubber. But we've used it for its heat conductivity properties in a different way. And as far as I'm aware, we're the first people to have used it in a wetsuit as well. So we've got a range of torches that are in high spec casings, built to last. So yes, we're very much building out that product range away from our heritage of regs, but still focusing on the regs and still innovating with the regs.
Quality and robustness. Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Sounds good. Yeah, and your worldwide distribution.
Yes. So although we're born and bred in UK and the design and manufacture is still all UK based, we sell around the world now. We're in over 80 countries around the world, and in fact, the UK is no longer the biggest market for us either. So the brand is growing throughout the world,
which
is
great news. Yeah.
Great news for British manufacturing, honestly, it really is.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then all our listeners around the world can kind of look up the Apex and Aquiline brand.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much anywhere in the world we're now available. So.
Yeah. No, that's great. Thank you very much, Nick.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
So thank you to Nick Holmes. That was really interesting learning a bit more about Apex and Aqualung. We remain on the stand and we meet two brand ambassadors, Sam Retford and Madison Bowden-Parry. They're both keen divers, and we hear a bit more about their background.
Okay, so I'm here with two Apex brand ambassadors, Sam Retford and Maddie. Hello, welcome. So I'll start with you, Maddie. So do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you do and how you're linked to Apex?
Yeah. So I'm a PhD researcher, first and foremost a marine scientist, marine conservationist. I'm also an underwater photographer and filmmaker, and I do a bit of science communication as well with my work. I first got involved with APEX a few years ago with the launch of the OSHA regs. So that's the world's first environmentally considerate regulator. Mm-hmm. So prior to being an active PhD researcher, I did a lot of work with coastal communities in terms of plastics. So that was a real big pull for me and a drive to be involved with APEX, because they were really setting a standard and setting an example for the dive industry.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So do you get to dive quite regularly?
Yes, I do. So I'm based in Cornwall.
Wow.
And there's great diving in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I'm from South Wales. There is diving in South Wales, which is good. West Wales is brilliant. So I do a lot all over, but a majority of actually my diving has been in California. I did a lot of work in California, in the kelp forests of California, and that's where my love for kelp forests actually came from.
Yeah, I've just been told by Nick that you're very into kelp.
Yes, I am. That's what I study. I study the historical ecology of kelp as a PhD researcher. But, you know, that sort of fascinating with kelp sort of came a long time ago.
Yeah.
The kelp forests in California are much different to the ones that we have here, much taller and much more grand. But I am sort of a temperate marine ecosystem person through and through. I like cold water diving. I love the challenges that it brings, and also like the diversity of marine life that you can find there.
Yeah.
So I'm always in a dry suit.
And apex rigs.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, that's really great to hear.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
So you're another brand ambassador, so tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Sam Retford, as you very nicely introduced me as, and I'm an actor, filmmaker, photographer, and APEX ambassador.
Yeah, so how did you come into the link with APEX?
APEX got in touch with me and asked if I wanted to be a part of their ambassadorship program, and yeah, after doing some, I always use their gear anyway, and after doing some research into their company, and it was around the time when Maddie was doing all the OSHA stuff, and that was such a huge pull to it, because I mean, a massive thing about what I endeavour to do is to inspire people to you know, who aren't necessarily professional adventurers or professional divers, to get out there and find so much beautiful adventure, you know, in the 5 to 9, between the 9 to 5, that kind of thing, and APEX was such an embodiment of that ability to push boundaries and to be able to get to the beauty in places that comes from something being difficult to access and something being cold and quite on the surface miserable, but then when you get down to it, you find such beauty within that, because it's so less traveled and so beautiful, and that's kind of a world I want to open up to people.
Yeah, and being in the UK, we've got a huge, well, we're an island and we've got amazing diving in the UK.
It's utterly, utterly phenomenal and so overlooked, and the amount of people who, when I talk to them, they're like, wow, you know, it looks like you were off in the Caribbean. I was like, no, I was just in a horrible little island off like the middle of nowhere, and it was like -2 degrees. It was just, but it was so ultimately beautiful. And yeah, there is something that comes with, if you're, you know, the conditions are only bad if you're ill-equipped for it, and that's something that partnering with these guys was so beautiful, is because it opened that up to being like, I actually don't mind sitting here in this and not feeling my fingers. It's not too bad.
Oh, that's good to hear. So are you predominantly diving in the UK, or wherever can dive?
Yeah, I mean, wherever I can dive. I'm very, very fortunate that my job allows me to travel all over the world, and I try and squeeze as much diving as people don't want me to do while I'm working on a job into a job. And obviously, you know, the end goal, I would love to be able to integrate my diving into my work.
Saturday continued with more walking and more talking, meeting new faces and catching up with familiar faces as well. We did get the opportunity to sit down and listen to Lee Bishop. He was one of the speakers over the weekend, and he spoke about all the amazing dives he's had in the English Channel, where the concentration of wrecks is, well, it's the highest in the world. It was really interesting, and he actually brought out some artifacts that he'd recovered from the wrecks and some great stories. So thank you to Lee Bishop. Truly has been an exciting Saturday at the Go Diving Show, and we're looking forward to more of the same and more on Sunday. So we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. Welcome to day 2 of the Go Diving Show. We've got lots of the same more walking, more talking, and a few meetings. And we have got a tri dive, a side mount tri dive, booked in the pool later this afternoon. But before we do that, we're off to meet our podcast sponsors, Narked at 90. They have just announced they're now working with Ratio Computers, an Italian company. They're going to be the stockists in the UK and a service centre for Ratio, which is great news. So here's our conversation with Narked at 90.
Okay, we're at the Go Diving Show on the Ratio and Narked at 90 stand, and I'm here with Francesco and Beth. So Francesco is from Ratio and Beth is from Narked at 90. So this is Francesco from Ratio. Can you tell us a bit about the dive computers?
Yeah, so basically, hi everyone, and I'm Francesco. I work with the Ratio Computer. It's an Italian brand, and we produce all the computer that you can see right here. So we made two different big computers, one with GPS and one with without, and the watch computer. We also produce a transmitter and a mix analyzer as well, and they are made for every single diver in the world, so we can start like an entry level to technical diver.
So even a brand new diver can use your computers?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
So these are really good, so nice in colours, which is going to attract, be really attractive for new divers thinking about getting in the water, because they might not want to get straight into something like that, you know, quite versatile. So can you do different gases on these?
Yes, basically we have three different models. Yeah. So we have Pro, Deep and Tech Plus version. Okay. The Pro version have three mixes, but nitro mixes up to 99% of oxygen. The Deep version have three mixes, but one of them is Trimix, Dermosi Trimix, and the Tech Plus version have a full Trimix, CCR mode, gauge mode and free mode. So it's up to you. And if you start like an entry level and you want to grow up like a diver, the computer can grow up with you, so you can upgrade from Pro to Deep and to Deep to Tech Plus. So yeah.
So yeah, you can just buy a dive computer and it can evolve as you evolve as a diver.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the idea.
Okay. So Beth works at Narked at 90. So can you tell us a bit about your involvement with Ratio?
Yes, of course. So I'm the customer advisor at Narked at 90, and this is a new sort of partnership that we've got. Stocking these computers, all versions available, and will also be the service centre for them as well. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So you'll be getting stock. You've got stock in.
Yes. Yep. We've got orders ready. So if you want to go onto our website at narked90.com, it's all ready for orders there.
Oh, wow.
Great. Okay. And if a customer needs any advice, they're a bit unsure what model to go to, they can just call you or...
Yes, of course. So our phone number's on there on the contact us page, and also our email address. So that's all inquiries can go there.
Great. Yeah. So a customer, if they decide to go for an appropriate model, they place the order. How long do they have to wait to get their dive computer?
So it will depend on each sort of shipping address. If there's any delays, if it's longer than 2 working days, then we will contact them to let them know.
Great.
At the minute, we're aiming for the next working day.
That's brilliant service.
Yeah. So what different ways can these computers be mounted? Because do they always have to be with a strap, or can they be used with like a bungees or in part of a console?
So the big one have the strap, normal strap, and also in the box you can find the bungee kit.
Oh.
For the watch, you can choose the color of the straps, and in the box you can find an extension for the dry suit. So it's enough, let's say.
Great. Yeah. They look a great watch to wear out of the water and in the water.
Yeah.
And
thank
they've
you.
Got coloured screens.
Yes, is
so
the
can you change the
you
colours?
Can change the colours for the value. We can adjust all the value if you want to, but normally it's let's say we want to have the customer the choice to change all the functionality of the colours, and that's it.
Yeah, good computers. So Narked at 90 is the place to go for your Ratio computer. And if a customer wants to order online, they can use our Big Scuba 2024 discount code. Brilliant. So Big Scuba 2024 is your discount code for Narked at 90. Today's episode is sponsored by Narked at 90. So let's find out a bit more about them. Narked at 90, their tagline has been beyond technical, which describes them pretty well. John Routley and Brent Hudson launched the company over 20 years ago.
They are both technical divers who have logged thousands of mixed gas dives between them over a 30-year period. Using their engineering know-how and diving expertise, have developed bespoke, personal, commercial and military diving equipment and products of a universally recognised, unparalleled calibre.
Their ability to be adaptive and versatile with their developments led them to support the NHS during COVID. Using their superior knowledge of breathing and oxygen monitoring systems to help develop emergency ventilators. They also design and supply the sneaky stuff used by defence-based development groups throughout the Western world, although they can't tell us much about that. If you're thinking of moving across to tech diving or completely new to diving, Narked at 90 can advise and guide on the best equipment and setup for your personal or commercial requirements. Narked at 90 have unparalleled experience of shearwater dive computers and are the longest serving and sole and UK European service centre for those. They are happy to offer technical support, servicing, repairs and upgrades to all Shearwater computers, past and present. Narked at 90 stock Shearwater computers, but are also stockers and technical support centre for many other manufacturers, including Divesoft, JJCCR, Hollis, Revo and Kiss Rebreathers.
Based centrally in the UK, Narked at 90 also offer full rebreather head servicing for selected manufacturers.
Bespoke cable assemblies.
Advice on specific fitting requirements.
Suggestions and guidance for home builds.
Computer laser cutting and engraving.
Pressure testing to simulate 400 metre dives.
So, Narked at 90, a reputation built on supporting both manufacturers and divers worldwide.
Go to narkedat90.com and make sure you are following their social media to keep up to date with their latest news and offers.
Great. So don't forget to look up narkedat90.com and use our promotional code for a discount, and the code is BIGSCUBA2024. From there, we then continued over to the Real Diving stand, which encompasses Santi dry suits, Avatar dry suits, Halcyon, the Suex scooters, so quite a major brand. We met up with Jamie Parker, who's a sales manager at Real Diving, and he took us through the process of how a person will be measured up for a Santi dry suit.
Hello, good morning. This is Gemma and Ian from the Big Scuba podcast. We're here on the Real Diving stand at the Go Diving show, and we're here with Jamie Parker, sales manager at Real Diving. And today we're going to show you the process of being measured up for a Santi dry suit with Jamie. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Great. And I think we'll try and take you through the whole experience that somebody should have when they're getting fitted for a Santi suit from any of our dealers around the UK.
Right, okay.
So the first thing that we do before we talk about any suits or any measuring is we talk to you. We talk to the divers about, so I'm going to do exactly the same things with you. So it's important for us to understand the types of the configuration you dive in, the types of diving that you do, maybe the suits that you've already had, what you do like about them, what you don't like about them. So we'll start there. So what configuration do you dive in? Single tank.
Yep.
Okay, and you, Ian?
Single tank, sometimes twins.
Okay.
Mainly single.
Okay. And do you have any, do you experience any difficulties, particularly you, Ian, with any of your movements involved in twins?
Yeah, so I struggle with doing shutdowns.
Okay.
So we'll cut that conversation just there, because there's a much more in-depth podcast, a full-length podcast coming out about Santi and Santi dry suits. So look out for future episodes, probably be the next one or two, and we will go through what it means to be a Santi dealer and how a person gets fitted, measured up for a Santi dry suit.
Okay, so we are coming to the end of episode 174. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. A little bit of a roving report again, as we take in some of the sights and sounds of the Go Diving Show of this year.
And what a go diving show it was.
It was awesome. So should we have a roundup of
our days?
The last 2 days. Yeah. It's been really good. First off, we've got to say thanks to Mark, Penny, Luke, Ross, and the whole team who are all involved in the Go Diving Show, who put these on every year. And it's the only dive show in the UK. Yeah, there's other things like conferences and things like that that go on during the year. But as a show where you get manufacturers and speakers and displays, things like that, it's the only one that goes on.
It's a real get together of people, and people can come from all over the country,
yes,
don't they?
Yeah, and they do. We spoke to many people that from
and around the world.
And around the world, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So we'll go through that in a minute. But yeah, we'll say thanks to Mark and the team who put that on every year. So yeah, and it gets bigger and better.
That's the biggest one I've been to. That's number 4, isn't it, I've been to.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's great. You know, there's this hiatus through the COVID period and that slowed down a bit. But it's great. We're, you know, the diving show is full on, so that's where I want to be. So let's talk about Saturday. You know, what we done and who we saw Saturday be really good. First off, we had a really good chat with Miranda.
Yes, and she was talking about children are now diving and they can all dive together, so that was really good, wasn't it? And they were actually speaking on one of the stages.
And that's awesome, isn't it? You know, to go diving with your kids, and is absolutely amazing.
Mm. Yeah, so we had a natter to
and
her.
And she's absolutely full of energy as well, you know, and proud mum, you know, watching her kids lead their way into the diving world and presenting on and giving a talk on the show.
We spoke to Miranda probably 2020. It was during COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And had a good conversation about her diving journey.
That was the episode where the picture fell down, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Sorry, Miranda.
never a dull moment, that's for sure.
No, not with these recordings. So
that was really Miranda, wasn't it?
We saw Lydia, Matt from Norwich.
Matt Rivett,
both of them have also been on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spoke to, we listened to Lee Bishop talking about wrecks.
In the English Channel, and that was just amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, so many wrecks around the UK. And he picked this, what was it, a square 10 mile?
Well, it was one of the, the channel is cut up into squares, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it was just one square, but it's the most concentrated area in the whole world of how many wrecks we have. We've got thousands, haven't we?
Yeah, literally. And going back, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years, and so much archaeology, especially around that south coast and the channel, because, you know, UK has been involved in various wars and things like that.
Yeah, and he did a presentation and showed us some of the artifacts. There were portholes, vases, wasn't there, and pipes, all off these wrecks. Some of the wrecks were like 30 metres and then it got progressively deeper, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's good that he's got sponsorship from a certain crowbar manufacturer.
Yeah, so, but it's all history, and then he did a little, Q&A at the end and gave away some of his, finds, which was really good.
Yeah, and always interesting to listen to when he came on, and we hope to have him on in the future again, you know, talking about, because, you know, he's done various dives and got various stories.
Lots of stories.
You know, different things, so, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then we went on to the Apex. So Apex are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Mm,
they had an very impressive stand. It was 3 floors, wasn't it?
Yeah. All whizzy, all sort of concertinas up.
Yeah, it's like a shipping container.
Lots of lights, lots of... looked impressive.
Yeah, so we spoke to Nick Holmes, who's the sales manager for UK.
Yeah.
And then they've got 2 ambassadors, Sam Retford. He's actually an actor, so you might have seen him in various things. Yeah, and he likes these outdoor life, doesn't he? And
it's a bit of a big old beard as well.
I think that's for acting purposes.
Quite impressive
wasn't it?
Beard.
Really? Do you admire beards?
Well, I can't really grow them.
So, and then Madison, again, another ambassador for Apex, and she's very much into, she specialises in kelp.
Yeah.
So which was really, and very into the conservation side of things, and from Wales, so another UK diver, so really interesting. So we had a good chat with them, which you would have heard earlier.
Yeah, so that's all good. And then we saw Tom briefly. Tom, we did try catching Tom at 03, but
they were quite busy.
Busy the whole time. And Alex briefly at Fourth Element. And what's the sales guy?
Alex.
JJCCR.
Yes. Yeah.
We just ran out of time, unfortunately. That was one of the stands that we wanted to go to. We'll hopefully catch up with JJCCR.
2 days really wasn't enough, and you walk round and you see familiar faces and you think, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so, or we had people coming up to us and
really great.
Saying they listened to the podcast, so that was...
Could have done on the third day easily. Then later on we met and caught up with Dean Martin. You know, a lot of people know Dean, and from various projects he's been involved in, and he's now in a new role at Real Diving as sales manager, and we had a chat with him looking around some of the products around Real, Santi, Suix,
Halcyon.
So that was really good, catching up with Dean and also Agnieszka.
Agnieszka, who's now working. We interviewed her when she worked at Santi, and now she's moved over to another Real Diving company they distribute for, and that's Halcyon.
And there's 160 about 160 exhibitors at the Go Diving Show over two great big halls at Stoneleigh Park, with various other things like rock climbing. There was
the pool,
mermaids, and also there was like somebody was doing rope climbing
they? I guess for the caving side of things. But they're all shapes and sizes, stands, people from... Well, they're all shapes and sizes and characters. Anyway.
Welcome to the diving world.
They're all shapes and sizes of stands and... People came from the other side of the world. Some of these travel companies, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's people from, there's Chris from
Philippines. Yeah, Scandi.
People from the Caribbean.
Indonesia. Yeah. Australia, I think, was something. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just great that it is this central point where everybody
I was from Bungie. I was the Bungie representative.
I was the Pakefield
representative. We all know and accept that Bungie is the centre of the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
So once Bungie's covered, that's...
Well, of course, that's where we are today, isn't it?
It is the centre of the universe, as we all know. And then Sunday, we went and saw Santi and spent a bit of time with Santi. We're going to be creating some content for Real Diving and across the Santi range.
Yes, so that was quite interesting. And again, we met various people employed by Santi and Real Diving. They're a great team, very friendly.
Great buzz.
Yeah,
real good buzz.
Yeah.
You know, and love the products as well. So, look out for that. And then we went and saw our good friends at Narked at 90.
Yes, so we saw John Routley. Brent wasn't there on the Sunday, but we did see him briefly Saturday.
Yeah, so they got news
big
at Narked.
Yeah.
So they are now, they now sell Ratio computers as well as the Shearwaters, but they now can service and they now hold UK stock of Ratio computers.
Yeah, so they're stockist distributor and a service centre, which is great news. So, and they look fab, don't they, Ratio computers?
Don't forget the Big Scuba code that you can use at Narked at 90, which is Big Scuba 2024.
I thought you'd forgotten then.
Oh, yeah, I saw you on your face. That's all up here. And then caught up with Chantal Newman, a previous guest from Dan Europe.
Yes, so that was really nice to have a chat with her. And
we've decided that we're going to do a course with Dan, aren't we?
Yes, it's the Dan Europe Diver Medical Technician course. So that's in progress now, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be quite a deep course. There's quite a bit to it.
30 to 40 hours of online study. And then we have to do a 2-day practical.
Yeah, in London. So which is going to be assessed. So, you know, it's not a walk in the park, but we'll be sharing that little journey with you as we work our way through.
Yeah, I've had a quick look at the kind of, I suppose, syllabus, and it is very in depth, broken into quite a few sections. So I'm quite looking forward to it.
I hope we can do it.
We can do it. We'll do it together.
We can do it. Yes. That's the spirit.
Yeah, so if you're interested in looking at the courses that Dan Europe have available, head over to their website, and there's plenty of different options that you can look at.
Yeah, so look at that. Chris Mears, Santy Diving, previous guest.
Yes, Confessions of a Dive Master book he wrote, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Two books.
Right. Talking about books, got a book here for you. So we've been sent this from the lovely people at Dived Up Publications. They've got a new book. We've spoke about other books in the past from Dived Up
They've
Publications.
They've got a good collection of underwater books.
Which one was the one with...
Wild and Temperate Seas was one of the big ones, yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue. So this book is Scuba Diving Operational Risk Management. There we go.
Well done.
So this book has been put together by former Special Forces.
Yes.
I have not read it yet. It's a big book. I've got to work my way through it. And again, I can put some details down on our social media about
it. It's not just a book of words. There's lots of tables, flowcharts. And it's just generally about mitigating risk in any scuba diving situation. I think it'd be quite interesting to read.
Risk management toolkit.
Yeah. Can we have a full review next week, please?
I could do with some pictures, to be honest. I do like me in Blighton with some pictures and things, but, you know, I'm sure I can follow the flowcharts.
Yeah. So that's available from Dived Up Publications. So if you head over to their website, and most...
Yeah, the price, is there a price?
No, there wasn't any price. I did have a quick look. But I'm sure it's...
If you go on their website, it will be on there. I'm sure...
We'll pop it in our Amazon storefront as well, so that you can just click on the link there. But great gift for any diver in your life that likes the technical side or the ins and outs of risk management.
Yeah, there we go. So look up that, especially if you're a tech diver and you like getting into the detail, you'll love that book.
And even if you're a typical open water recreational diver, it's directed at all levels.
It is. That's very true.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up. It's a good job you popped along. Right, moving on. Okay. So I also spoke to Mark, who was the sales guy for Sea Life Cameras.
And you use that setup, don't you?
I do, yeah. I was actually making a query about one of the... I had an issue with mine. So when I did my... dive at Stony a couple of weeks ago, went down to Hydrobox, it stopped working. Now, it's for all intents and purposes, it was still recording,
but I didn't record any visuals.
But then when I got back, nothing. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know. Could be my phone. I have got an old phone.
Old iPhone, wasn't it?
Yeah, but older iPhones still work. No, they still work well. Okay. They do. Other phones are available.
They are, yeah.
if you know. But if you're in the in crowd. You're in the in crowd, you've probably got an iPhone.
We have an issue with Android and our iPhones.
Well, you know. They'll catch up at some stage.
Anyway, moving on.
Pool. We were in the pool at the end. I have to say.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually really enjoyed it. And so we never done the pool before, have we?
No. And it's featured at the Go Diving Show every year we've been, hasn't it? And they do not just... We did a side mount tri dive, but they do mermaiding, don't they? Where you put a fishy tail on thing. So you can pretend to be a mermaid. Yes, they do. And what else they do?
Yes, they do, Gemma. Yes.
They do scuba diving, tri dives. What else do they do in the pool?
I don't know. I dread to think.
Anyway, but we did a side mount tri dive.
Well, some people get in their wetsuits, so you kind of hope they don't.
Well, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Anyway, so we did a side mount.
Tri dive.
And that was really good by Lisa and Richard Frew.
Yes, they are from Dive South.
Which is cool.
Yeah, and it was one-on-one, so Richard looked after you and Lisa looked after me, and it was really good.
I really enjoyed it too.
Yeah,
Yeah. Water.
We'd like to do a bit more of that, really.
Mm. We had our wetsuits on, so it was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The pool's quite big, so you can do quite a length underwater.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably about 5 by 15
meters. Bigger than the gym pool, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Lengthwise, I think.
Lengthwise, yeah. At the gym is 20 meters.
Oh, I'd say that was...
I wouldn't have thought it was 20.
Mm. Anyway, but yes, that was really good.
About 4 foot deep?
Yeah, chest height.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. We took a few pictures and felt quite comfy underwater.
We did, yeah, yeah. And then we were joined a bit later on by the...
Miss Scuba.
I've got to get this right, yeah. Miss Scuba and Miss Scuba World.
Miss Scuba International. So yeah. That is Hydro Hayley, Hayley Adlam.
Yeah.
And then Miss Scuba United Kingdom, Cara Green.
Cara Green, yeah.
Yeah, so they joined us in the pool and then they did a try dive on side mounts. So yeah. It was lovely to see them. And we saw Jill Faulkner, who runs the Miss Scuba International organisation, and had a catch up with her.
Yeah. So that was really good. It was a nice feeling having them tanks. I quite like the whole idea of side mount.
Yeah.
I see people go there and they put them in the water and then they just hook them on and then off they go. And that's a nice way of carrying the tanks.
Yeah, it was good because it didn't feel... there was no jacket BCD feel.
Your
about
buoyancy,
it
was right on point, I have to say.
Thank you.
Better than mine, actually.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much, but it was. It was... You're like... It's completely flat and level, which is cool.
Yeah, and while we stood there, Jake Davis came up to us and had a quick word, didn't he?
Yeah, I had a chat with him about his running and other things. That I think he's got something on this weekend, actually.
Yes. Also, Tom Oates, who originally was from Depth Therapy, but was on the raid stand. Yeah. Richard Cullen couldn't be there.
Get well soon,
poorly,
Richard.
But yes, get well soon. Rick Stanton.
Yeah.
Came up to us.
Yeah, and, some people have been invited.
Invited for a dive. Both of us.
With the dive in royalty.
So that was really nice. And it's really nice to have people come up to us without... And they recognise us.
Yeah, I didn't get invited. You got invited.
Anyway. So, yeah, it was good. Lady from Real Diving. I've forgotten her name, but she wants to talk to me about inspirational diving.
Yeah, so know who you are. You've got to say hello and... you know, don't forget to get in contact.
Mm. Yeah, so that finished our Sunday off at the Go Diving
Show.
Certainly
did, yeah. It's been really good and been a really, it was a really nice weekend actually, wasn't it?
Yes, and we had a nice place to stay, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, worked out really well.
Yeah. Better just mention, we're still releasing videos from our visit to Deep. They're still going out. Mm-hmm. I think they're nearly at the end now, so...
There's one long episode which covers the entire day and then we've broken it up into sections where it's a bit more manageable, I suppose, to watch, isn't it? Yeah, with different sections. So there'll be pictures where we go onto the waterside at Chepstow and talk to Barry about submarines and submersibles. Barry.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, I think we kind of covered everything, I believe.
Yes, so thank you again for all the team at the Go Diving Show. Really enjoyed it and can't wait for next year. I'm sure it'll be even bigger.
Yeah, certainly will. And who knows, maybe we might even have a stand next time. Well,
yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it? Watch this face.
Yes, who knows.
Yeah, so that's this episode. Next episode, we will be talking to Jamie Parker from Real Diving, who's the sales manager, and talking about all things... Santi,
yes.
With Jamie, so we cover dry suits and being a dealer for Santi.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about if you're a dive centre at the moment and you're not currently stocking Santi products, or you're thinking, what do I need to do? You know, they're based abroad. I'm in the UK. How does it all work? Then you need to listen to that episode because Jamie goes through in detail with us about what you need to do if you are a dive centre and you're thinking about, you know, becoming a Santi dealer.
Yes, yeah. So that's the next episode. So that'll be out in the next couple of weeks.
Certainly will. So I think that's kind of covered everything. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading this episode. Thanks for watching on the world of YouTube. And do let us know. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to tell your dive buddy about us and leave some comments and some DMs. We like hearing, let us know what you think of the Go Diving Show. Did you enjoy it? Any feedback? Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
And also, we want to say thank you to the podcast sponsors and who sponsor the YouTube channel, Narked at 90.
Yes.
So if you want to look at Narked at 90, go to the website www.narkedat90.com, and they cover all types of equipment for recreational divers right through to technical and rebreather divers.
And what's our code?
It is BigScuba2024. Use that code at your checkout, or if you give them a call, and you'll get a nice discount.
Right, that's it. So enjoy your day, and thanks for listening. But for right now, that was
the Big Scuba Podcast.
Now that does wrap up today's episode of the Big Scuba Podcast. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you will never miss an episode from us. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and did enjoy what you heard today, we would really appreciate it if you head to the show page to leave a 5-star rating and review. It really does help us. If you do, please take a screenshot of that review and send it to us on Instagram, and we'll give you a shout out to say a big thank you. If you have any questions for us or anything that has been mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to us on any of our social media platforms or send us an email. The links are in the show notes. We will get back to you no matter what. If you have made it to this point in the episode, we both want to say a big, big thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode.